Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on this Monday, May 23rd, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we also have DV Hint, who is here today. Are you here, DV?
Yeah, it's me, Red. What's good?
How you doing, my brother? Why you sound like that, man? What's going on with you?
Your boy probably coming down with a cold. You know, the
weather. Not a damn cold.
Yeah.
Change of weather.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll be able to talk shit tonight, though, right?
Man, I could talk shit even if they take my mouth shut.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so before we go any further, we just want to let everybody know that tonight we have our special guest. We have T.L. James that's going to be here right now in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking to her about her books as well as other subjects that come up, whatever comes up, because you know how we do it on Word Sexy Radio, so we're going to let that thing just go like it goes. And let's see if we have her right now. Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Oh, listen to that. She's trying to sound sexy on us tonight, man. What do you think?
Do you want to go ahead and respond to her? I know this woman.
Okay.
So
you know this.
It's like, I know her. So it's like, I've heard this voice before.
heard his voice before. Well, we're gonna get into the interview first. we'll get into the interview first, and then I tell you what, we'll find out how you know this voice later on. But right now, let's get TL to kind of introduce who she is, like nobody don't know, and kind of tell us what she has out and what she's gonna be doing.
Well, hello, Word Sexy. Thank you for having me, Red Snapper and DV. It's been a pleasure. I did my yoga, so I think I'm ready.
My name
Man,
am I going to make it through these 90 minutes? Go ahead, baby, go ahead.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Okay. We got vitamin C, vitamin D, some vitamin B complex. I'll work it out.
That's what happens when a bunch of Virgos get together. Go ahead.
I am the author, T.L. James, and I am the author of the Empire Trilogy. And my book is, well, started out as a trilogy, but it's actually a saga because the boys won't die and they keep doing different things. But the story is somewhat of an urban science fiction, speculative fiction about four boys who kind of controls the fate of the world because they're the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And with that being said, they run it like a corporation. And as they run it as like a corporation, you know, they're still a family. And with that being said, that's the only thing they're supposed to do. However, if you read my book and DV has read it, you have all kinds of things that are going on when you're working with the family, especially families with no boundaries. So,
man.
Yeah, no boundaries. I had fun with this book.
DV, you can go head on and just chime in. I think I'm going to let you run this for the night. I'm just going every now and then throw something in, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely want you to go ahead and do your thing on this interview with Miss T.L. James, since you know her.
Well, since...
go, baby.
I've known T.L. for maybe about a little more than a year now. And when we first met, we swapped books. And when I first read her book, I was like, oh, my God, these dudes are nasty. And that's all I could say to myself, like, they nasty. You know, and I felt like I was sinning for reading the book. You know how you look around and, like, you know, you see the crosses in your room on fire. And you're like, yeah, that's kind of bad. But I'm going to keep reading. You know, I was just like...
Okay.
You know, it's just like some of the stuff. And then, you know, each one of her characters has a different identity. You know, and they all their names start with the letter M. I'm not going to really, you know, get into it. But, one of the dudes is, you know, fruity as the day is long. And she had the audacity. Like, you know what? You're pretty as him. She told me I was pretty as her gay character. Always about to fight.
Damn.
Wait. I told you you were about as pretty as Mallory, which is my main character. And up until you got to the fourth chapter, you were set. You and Mallory were like, wham, yeah, this is me. I'm hot. I'm fine. Women are after me. I got the nice cars. Yes, I am clean. I smell good. Y'all were friends. Y'all were buddies. And then chapter 5 happened, and then you were like, oh, you wrong.
Man, I was, you know, what do you say when your jaw drops? You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, damn, why?
Man,
you know,
man,
and I don't want to tell people about the book because you really have to read it for yourself. And what I appreciate about T.L. is that she took on science fiction, which is one of the hardest genres to take on. You know, it really is. And then she mixed a little bit of apocalypse in there, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. What is it, war, famine, death, and, man, what is the fifth one? The fourth.
Pestilence, Mark.
But my point is that, you know,
I'm trying my best not to push this button because I know you say you don't want this sounder, so I'm trying not to
push it. Yeah, because you can't ask that personal burning question.
There you go. Go ahead.
I ain't about to ask you. Nope.
Hey, man, we're gonna wait a little bit before we get that personal question because it will be asked. You got
to
do that,
personal.
At least. But But let's talk a little bit first about the books, and then we're going to get deep into everything else that happens on Word Sex Radio. But I was going to ask you, you're already going there. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, what I wanted to do, the reason why I wrote the book was at that time, I was working full-time and going to school full-time. And right at that moment, I had a two-month-old and I was laid off. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Because I'm used to working and going to school. Now I have this two-month-old that does not speak English. You know, what am I going to do? And so I started watching TV. And everything on TV was black men, they're either pimps or they're drug addicts or they're dope dealers or they this, this, and that. And I'm like, seriously, there's like nothing else out there, you know, that kind of shows, you know, black men in a positive light. So I kind of got tired of that. And I was like, you know what, I could just write something else. So what I did was I built this family, black positive family. They own their own company. It's not, you know, mom and pop liquor store in the house. It is an energy company. And built in those family values. It's an energy company. They're not drug dealers. They're not drug dealers. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the biggest crooked places that you can work in is corporate America. So when I say positive, I mean they're on this side of the law and this side of the IRS system.
And you chose energy, which is definitely Enron type. you know,
okay,
Enron
okay.
type company.
The
so,
other,
okay.
Other side.
All right, so go ahead. It's Enron.
Pre-Enron.
But go ahead. Okay,
but basically,
okay.
Yeah, kind of an Enron type company because it's like, you know,
right.
I work around a lot of people, you know, black guys who they wear a suit and tie and they do things and they change things and it's not sitting on the corner, you know, hustling and doing all of that. They have their hustle on, but
right.
they weren't drug dealers and they weren't doing all of this. So, you know, I built this family and I built this base and I said, okay, I want to write something. The last thing I wanted to do, because I think there are enough books out there, is male bash.
Thank
for
you
some
so
reason,
much for that.
I was one of the few women in Waiting to Exhale to come out and say, you know what, brothers, I wouldn't even take that, because it takes two to tangle. He did what you allow him to do, so it takes two to tangle. So I was on the brother's side when I got out of Waiting to Exhale, because it's like, that's stupid. Are you really... You really think? It's like, guys, I wouldn't even go to that movie if I was y'all. And my girlfriend hates...
she got issues anyway, the author that... I shouldn't dog her like that on my show, but she got a few issues anyway. But go ahead.
And then people jump on that bandwagon because it's like, no, it takes
right.
two to tango. It really does.
Right.
You can only get away with what you're allowed to get away with. So it's like, that's another thing I didn't want to do is, you know, have a male bashing book. So I made them, in the beginning, all positive, DZ. They were married.
What about
they
the yeah? What about
with
the whole?
Wives.
At the beginning, it was in the attic. When I first read it, you know, they had to go up to the attic. It was because some damn stuff was happening, and you know they weren't supposed to hear and or see it. And I was like, damn. It didn't start off good. It started off like, damn. Really? I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, they are professional in what they do and how they handle their business.
How they handle their
business.
That
family
is a trip. That family is a trip. And what happened was I wrote the background and the foundation for the family because I wanted them all educated. I wanted it, all of that stuff. And I went back and I said, this is a very good foundation because I did a lot of research. I said, this is a little boring. So one of the little characters kind of popped up and said, yeah, you know, you wrote me like this. I wouldn't do that. And I said, are you sure? And he's like, no, I wouldn't do that. So I'm like, okay, so what would you do?
I forgot to tell the people that's listening that your characters talk to you and tell you what to put down. Just so y'all know, people that's listening, she's not crazy. They just tell her what the fuck to do. That's all.
Don't listen to her.
Okay.
She is crazy because her character talk to her even when she ain't writing. Because, like, you ain't met TL in real life. I've met this woman. And the way she look at you, she thinking what her character's thinking. Nasty, nasty talk.
Not all the time. I tune in some Merrick when somebody kind of pisses me off. You know Merrick.
You feel a mistake.
Well, you know what? You need man up, boo. Man up.
You
what
know
you
what?
Supposed to do for your steak?
Hey, I told you name the place and I'd be there, and you just never showed up.
Perry's. You didn't say that. I said Perry's. Bring it.
Listen, man, y'all can't even get through the books, man, without going at each other like that. I thought we was going to at least talk for 30 minutes about the book and then do an hour on sex, but damn.
How about we just do intermittent?
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Go get the book. Okay, now, let's talk shit. Okay, because I know
what
you got
happened
that question.
They started. They started.
See, now
I
want to go back to the book. See, check it out.
I'm going back to the book because it's all intertwined. You know, it kind of got a little, you know, one character did this and one character did that and all of this. And in the beginning, everybody was with, you know, who they were supposed to be with. And
so
one character kind of popped out
doing
and
everybody.
Said, yeah. And then that character came in and said, you know what? I really like him. And I said, he's like, yeah. And so then, you know.
Now, mind you, these are all dudes. These are all dudes that think it were like, these are all men in her family. You know.
Oh, wait,
you
but
know.
It's only one because they don't like the nasty McNasty.
Right.
So the four horsemen and one of them is the only one that likes everybody? Or do they all
not
like
everybody.
Everybody?
No, not everybody.
Just men.
He's very specific in his endeavor.
No, it's that one particular person, that one particular guy.
Right.
You have not seen him sleep with any other guy.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I feel very specific in his endeavors.
Mm-hmm. Now, the women, they like chews. They don't like chews.
They like
chews. He changes his shoes out seasonally.
Damn. Well, let me see something here. The question I was going to ask, I didn't forget now because you just told me. let me see if I got a question out here. We may have somebody that may have a question. The area code, of course, is 832, and the last four is 0794. Do you have a question? Hello? Okay, maybe they don't. All right. So you came up with this by doing research, and you decided to use a little bit of biblical base for the four horsemen, because a lot of people know that story is basically told in Revelation, and if they've read that, they can get a little bit of that. So how did you, what made you decide to come up with that concept? I know you wanted them to be powerful men and a powerful family, but why the four horsemen? Why that concept?
Probably because ghosts, goblins, vampires, and werewolves are overrated and overdone. And when, you know, I have a biblical background and my family has a biblical background.
She laughed.
When I kind of went over it, I'm like, ooh, now that's a good family business.
She laughing about the biblical background. If people knew my biblical background, they'd be tripping, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, my grandmother was an AME pastor. And my dad was, he was a deacon at Church of Christ. And my mom was a Jehovah's Witness. So literally 6 days out of the week, we were at some church, some kingdom hall, some something.
You was jacked up. Damn.
Yeah. And so that's
no wonder
why
you know
I kind of have
that.
A tainted
okay.
view. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no wonder you got all that going on. Okay.
So would you say this book is a cause rebelliousness, or would you just say it was just something that interested you?
No, it's kind of rebellion, but I mean, I was a wimp. I waited till my grandmother passed away because she would have beaten me. She would have.
Should have beaten.
Yes. My mom and my dad, not so much, but my grandmother, yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So, but it just seemed like a good family business because up until the apocalypse, and one of the things that I tried to do for the family is everybody talked about there's this fight, right? And there's this fight. We in the fight, da-da-da-da-da with the fight. And one of the issues I used to go back and forth with my grandmother was, who are we fighting? And she was like, baby, you don't have to worry about who we fighting. We fighting and we just believe in the Lord. It's like, you know, I said, okay, But why are we fighting? Well, the fight is not ours. Well, if it's not ours, then that means I don't need to be there, you know. So she could not really explain to me about this fight. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to figure out what this fight is. And basically I went back to Genesis, you know, when God made man, he had actually made angels first. And so I was like, oh, wouldn't that be funny if we're fighting against the angels over, like, sibling rivalry? Because, you know, he made them first and then he made us. And, you know, why were they greater than we are and all of those things? So I was like, okay, great, this would be perfect. So I would put the four horsemen in place, and they're supposed to keep the balance between the humans and the angels, because the angels follow God wherever it's supposed to happen. You know, that day, and they have the powers to do so. Humans, on the other hand, have free will. So it's kind of like, nah, we could choose if we want to do this or not, which kind of upsets the angels. And so it's kind of like they were supposed to be there to keep the balance. That's all they're supposed to do. So, you know, if the angels win and a lot of people are dying, then death would be like, I'm not killing nobody today. And, you know, kind of let the humans kind of, I guess, recoup. Or, you know, if the humans were doing something stupid, you know, a disease will come, and it's like, okay, let's just kill some people off because they're doing too much negative things to the earth. So that's all they were supposed to do. That was it. And that's kind of when I created that foundation. That's all they were supposed to do. However,
okay.
Being, and so that's why it's kind of, it's funny once you find out that's all you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be driving cars. You're not supposed to be sleeping with other people's women and wives and husbands and girlfriends and boyfriends. You're not supposed to be doing any of that.
No,
all you're
really?
Supposed to do.
No.
Yes.
No, really? Oh.
Those are more like guidelines, not really rules.
Damn. No.
But you're not supposed to do that. So it's kind of like, okay, no wonder we're in a chaos, because these four men are not doing what they're supposed to be doing because they sleep with other people's wives and husbands and this and da da da. You know, it's like, seriously, dude?
Which is a good segue into the next piece that we want to talk about is this. How seductive is the sex in these series? Are they just wide open? Are they just tearing everybody up because they got the powers and shit? Or are they just like, what are they, how's that going? Because, I mean, I read one of the books, but I want you to explain it. I don't want to tell what I saw, because I read
In
Search of the Lost. But I want you, go ahead.
Up in chapter 4, DV, what you think? Up to chapter 4.
No, I mean, it's not as good as mine, but, you know, it is pretty good.
But I'm not erotica.
This is true. But the thing is, like I said.
But see, the people don't know what y'all talking about, so let's kind of elaborate a little bit now.
The way the sex is set up is done in a way that it remains tasteful. It's like it's a little bit more extreme than romantic, but it's enough to get hard. It's hardcore. there's some loving in that book that I just had to flip past the pages. But there's other scenes where I was just like, okay, let me go ahead and reread this again because it's hot. You know, when you read a great sex scene, it inspires you to write something. Not something similar, but it inspires you to write, like, look, you know, if she can put together this scene, then I can do it too. You know, and that's not taking anything away from the author, but we all get inspired by something. So when I was reading through the book, I was inspired to write a lot of scenes. You know, and then, like, remember we were talking about last week, the guy thing? That's when I became uninspired. When I read some of the guy love, and the inspiration just whisked away. I'm like,
So let's be safe. We know that there's some homosexual activity going on in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many of the characters
are just as detailed as the other ones?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, I read one of them. But what I'm trying to get the audience to see is how graphic is it?
It's graphic.
I had to do some research.
Can we talk about sticking dicks and asses and all that? Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
We're talking like, you know, people climbing on the wall 69, and not on the bed, they up on the wall 69 type of.
No, because you
crazy.
Don't want to be on the bed. You only sleep on the bed.
So,
but that being
now,
said, is
go ahead.
It's graphic, and it's not, I guess it's not erotica. I guess it's more graphic than if you read an Elin Harris book. But
more graphic than him.
Yeah, because I did research. My whole point is when I wrote my chapters, I wrote them as scenes. So if somebody really wanted to take a chapter out of a book and make it a scene, they kind of knew who did what, who wore what, what the
right.
smell was like, everything.
Or screenplay.
So it's,
right.
Each person had their own perspective and identity.
And since you did, since you said that, I want to get this out too, because you write your books in a unique manner versus anybody else. I mean, everybody have their own method, but can you just kind of explain your method of how you came up with these books, how you wrote these books? The
well,
reason why I'm
my,
saying is because you do it in such a unique manner. I just want everybody to understand that this is different.
Yeah. Well, in my mind, all three of the books that you have and may not have is one story to me.
Right.
So it's from beginning to end. So in the beginning when I was trying to talk about the book, I had to remember where I ended a certain book because I would just tell the story or, you know, start talking about
right.
things, and they're like, that's not in there. So that's one of the things that I did. The other part was I wrote my chapters in scenes, and the first thing I did was organized it. To make sure that, you know, my characters, I knew the ages that they were, what were they doing at that time. Because I did research, they're like real world things that are happening, you know, in the book. So it's kind of like one of those, could this really happen? And is this the, you know, alternate reason why something happened in the book, you know, for example, like September 11th or something like that. Could that really
right.
be a reason? So it's, I put real scenes in there. So when I did that, to me, I just created a snapshot. So it's like for this whole day, I wrote out everything that was happening. And so literally,
okay.
it's just snapshots. My chapters are snapshots.
Okay, now let me say this, because you're not
mm-hmm.
saying what I want you to say.
What you want me to say, baby?
I understand all of that.
Okay.
But, TL, you got to tell everybody that you how you wrote them. You wrote it using what program?
What are you saying? What were you wearing when you wrote these scenes?
No, I wasn't. We can go there, but that's not what I was saying. You use Excel to write
Excel.
Books.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
there. People don't write. People do not use Excel to write. That's what I'm trying to get you to tell people here.
Yeah,
How did you
I organized
that?
My book and wrote my books by chapters in Excel because I don't write. Some people write chronologically?
Chronological, right.
Lee. Yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
A song will pop out, and I would be like, ooh, that would be a good song for this scene, blah, blah, blah. And so I just put them in random, you know, sales. And then as, you know, it became a story, I moved the sales around so it flowed properly.
See, that's what I was trying to get you to say.
And I wrote it in Excel.
Very unique, very unique. Now, what were you wearing?
I play with numbers by day. I play with numbers by day, so.
She play with numbers. Okay, man. DV,
all right.
We got an hour and 1 minute left. It's time for you to take this to the sexual side of things. So go ahead, my brother. Ask your question.
No, but before I take that, I just want to ask one question. Because
yes.
when I met TL, we were all clowning. She is probably one of the silliest people I know. And she told us this story. I was in a class that she was in, and she told us this story about how she got her character's name and why they all start with the same letter. So go ahead and tell, you know, all the people listening why you chose the names for your characters.
Come on, baby, bring it on.
I can't remember, but they all begin with the name M.
Right.
And each of the names begin with something. I can't remember what I said.
Come on. See, now, let me say, TL be doing stuff like that. She'll act like she can't
but
remember
that's
something.
That's how I came up with the story. I mean, with the with the title.
Okay. Okay, we know you came up with the title that begins
with
an M, Empire. So why is the brothers all named with M?
I just love the name. I cannot remember what I told you. You remember I was drinking that day, DV?
Something tasty.
Okay,
I know what I was drinking. I know what I was drinking. I drink nothing but vodka.
Hey, DV, since she can't remember what happened that day, how does she know that she even did what she said she did that day?
Oh, no, I know what I did because he was on the front row, and I pointed him out because he had a Kango, and he was, like, blinged out, and he had starch pants, and his bling was about his...
Damn,
you
Mr. Crispy.
Yeah, you were crispy. And you were clean, and you had your little Kango tilt to the side. You had your book in your hand. I think you were color coordinated with your book.
I sure enough was.
Yes, you
are sexy. That is true. I am sexy.
And I sat there because I was like, this little bitch think he's sexy. I'm going to mess with him just because. And then come to find out he was cool, but I was still like, So I do remember. I just don't remember what I told you, baby. But I did name the book after M because it's like, oh, it's the Empire. And I took the E off because everybody's names begin with M. And that's how I named the book.
But you still didn't tell us why they all begin with an M, though.
What did I say, DV?
That's okay. Hey, you can't remember. That's okay. That's all right.
DV, what did I say?
We'll talk. I'll remind you later. Right now, it's time to get dirty.
See, y'all.
Okay,
y'all
get dirty. But you're
going
to send it to me
in
IM so I can bring it back.
Y'all playing this game.
Okay, give me a hint. Give me a hint. Sounds like.
Rhymes with gushy. No, I'm lying. Rhymes with a P. But no, I mean, in all honesty, you know, I remember bits of the story because I'd be terrible trying to tell it. Y'all be like, man, that DV, he is not funny. So I'm going to try to rehash the story, but I remember you mean. During the whole time, we laughed like best friends. Like, we had been friends for 10 years at that time. So,
yeah.
You know, it was just something that we wild out and had fun with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
I remember telling him that if I said, if you get to chapter 4 and I see you again and you like, oh, wow, I really got into your book. I said, I was going to look at you funny, remember? And then I said, or if you act another way. I know you cool. And so when I saw him again, he was like, oh, man, that was wrong. I said, yeah, dude straight.
Okay. That's one
dude
way to
straight.
Find out if somebody's gay. Okay. Now, let me
well,
take
yeah,
this time to
really
plug the number right quick. Anybody out there that might want to call in with a question, the number is 347-215-8539. This here is Word Sexy Radio, and we have T.L. James on the show along with D.V. Hint, and we're talking back and forth, really about nothing. But, I mean, we're just talking shit. So, you know, if you want to call in, if you got any questions, you can do that. Well, right now, let me see if we got a question right here from area code 210, last 48280. You have a question?
You know, I'm just calling in to say, hey, that's what I do, right?
Yes, you do, but you can ask a question. Tell us who you are.
Well, just me.
Just me. You know I had to mess with you, just me. So go ahead and ask your question. I know you got one.
My question is, what, DB? What?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. You interrupted me. Go ahead.
No, girl.
You interrupted me. Go ahead.
Before you ask the question, though, say hi to TL.
Hi, TL, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine, just me. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am so sorry that you have the company of these men tonight.
I've had worst around me, so.
Okay, so.
Ouch.
What is your question?
I just talked about the four that I had issues with. And if I tell you, that was one thing that I did put on Facebook, and it says, for the past 4 months, I have slept with 4 men every night.
Damn.
Ooh.
That sounds so damn hot.
Every day for the past 4 months.
Even
everybody
though we
know,
like,
was
characters, still,
y'all don't
was
get
in
it.
Your
the four men are in her book.
Well, no,
yes.
We do get it. We understand that, but we're trying not to go there. We're trying to make it like we're trying to see the erotic
side. I do a lot of research, so some of those scenes that y'all talking about was some research.
I was like, ooh, and then I was like, aw.
It's research. Just because somebody ended up with two little, you know, penises doesn't mean that research was not working. I
Ooh.
Just made him have an extra one. But
Ooh.
All of it was research.
Okay. I don't know what to say on that.
Let me go ahead and ask my question. You hit on it, but I didn't get a direct answer. So
yes, ma'am.
I have to ask. How do you come up with the names for your characters?
Well, each of my characters, I don't know the story that I told DV because I was drinking vodka after
a while.
Well,
just make up another one.
However, each one of my characters' names means something. So, for example, Merrick means war, and he's in a war. Marlon was, I can't think of the origin, but he's kind of food in abundance. Mark means pestilence in Ireland, and Mallory is the Mallory that I use. I know over here in the U.S. it's a girl's name, but it's not a girl's name. It's a guy's name, and actually it's Mallory, M-E-R-R-O-R-Y-O-R-Y. Yeah, and he means calamity. So each of their names means something, you know, who they are, and that's the names. Malcolm, which is the dad, I don't know if you remember the dad, DV, but
yeah.
Malcolm means death. So it's like each of the names means something. Yeah. So that's how I came up with it. Mallory always popped up. Now, everybody had different names in the beginning before I kind of put that horseman spin on it, but Mallory was always my main character. I don't know, I just love that name.
It's a beautiful name.
So just me, are you good now? Or is there another
question? I can be better. Okay.
Well, just go back in. Just go back to the guild. We'll get you there.
I know you will. By the way, I want you to know. I know that was a setup.
It was set up.
And I've been quiet for 2 days because I've been on a writing grind. But I'll be back in the next couple of days.
Yeah, y'all need to check out Red Snappers Guild. All those people out there that may not know about that. The Guild is a program that I came up with in my Scandalous Motives series. It's a nice sexual group that gets together and they do things and they have fun. So we have a version of that on Facebook. And if you want to be a member, just let me know. I'll put you in the Guild because you have to be asked to get in. So, but we talk all kinds of stuff on the Guild. So.
And if we don't like you in the Guild,
we will let you know. We will tell you.
Yes, we will. We will show you the exit door very, very quickly.
Oh, my Lord.
That has happened already. That has happened.
Yes, it has.
We'll
kind of like going
that.
To one of those swingers club, the guild.
But you know what?
You have to have an invitation.
Much
that's
better.
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it's better, yes. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. But let's get back into, and I want to make sure it's just me, you good, right? No more questions?
I'm done, sweetheart.
Okay, baby. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Now, let me see if we have another question out here. We may have one. Let's see. I see an area code of 678, last 40502. Do you have a question?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name and where you calling from?
Jean Holloway, calling from Georgia.
Hey, Jean Holloway. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's so funny?
Nothing's funny. We're just glad to have you on. We're just glad to have you on here.
Well, you know I had to show my business partner some love.
Of course.
She's my sanity partner, and we kind of switch off from time to time.
It must be my turn.
Okay. Well, you don't have a question then because this is your business partner, so you always, you know, you're always conversing anyway.
Yes, we do. Look, now I don't have any questions. When's Trinity coming out? Look.
Look at you. You mean. So Trinity is coming out, since she asked a little question, September 8th, 2011. Actually, the ebook is going to come out a month earlier than the other part. And that's kind of the end of the boys. If you thought that In Search was just like off the chain, because I read like DV's book and got inspired and read some other people's books and got inspired, I tried to dip my pen in some of the erotica stuff. But that's about it.
You can dip your pen in my erotica stuff.
No, I ain't dipping. I don't have no pen, boo. I got ink.
That's all right.
Damn, man. You fucked that up.
Uh-uh.
You were supposed to say, I want to dip my pen in the ink.
No, I'm scared of my ink.
What's going on there?
Well, see, now I'm scared. I'm really worried. She like,
okay.
She like, nah, I got somebody to write about. And kill.
Name. But let me ask Gene a question since she's now on the line. How you been doing, Gene? And I know you have your audio book out, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you. I've been doing all right. I'm a little excited. Can't wait for July 1st. But other than that, I'm doing good. Full House.
Since you said that, now you have to tell us what's going on, and then we'll go ahead.
Okay, the audiobook, I promise you, the audiobook is like nothing you've ever heard before. Okay, TL and I are so proud because it's like taking a very sensual reading, putting it to music, adding some sound effects, and it almost reminds you of a classic radio show. It's the bomb, really. I mean, it's smooth.
So I tell you what, so when that comes out, we definitely got to have you come on. So we can talk about it.
Yeah, so I can play some clips and everything.
Yeah, we want you to do that. And it don't have to be no, since the show is now 90 minutes, it don't have to be no special invitation unless you just want some time for yourself. We can do that. But, you know, you can come on anytime. You have that power and ability to come on whenever you want. Just say what you want to say. You know what I mean?
You're making me feel strong.
Because you are strong. What you talking about, girl? All
right. Okay, so I'm going to have to preface this, guys, because y'all read her books, right? And it's one thing to read that stuff, and you like, ooh.
I like her books because the people are dead when they have sex. I love that shit. Anyway, ooh, go ahead.
Ew.
Yes, but the whole point of it is, it's sound effects.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
I can't wait to get that version, the sound effects and everything going on with that. That's going to be awesome.
But Jane, does that mean you're narrating it, or you have somebody? Because you have a great voice to narrate.
She does have a great voice.
You narrate. I buy it. I like audio books, but I buy it.
No, I'm not narrating.
Oh, damn, man.
I'm not narrating.
I guess we're not going to get hot then. Okay, all right.
No,
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah, it all depends on where your head is at.
Yeah, because if your head ain't in a different place.
On my shoulders.
Because I have to say, the guy who's narrating got into Eric Becker a little too much. He actually creeped me out. It's like, ooh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he enjoyed this a little too much.
Well, it's a guy reading it? Oh, I can't get into that. Now, I'm going to listen to it anyway, though, because I'm going to support you.
Thank you.
Because I do that. I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, but well,
thank you for coming on. And you're welcome to stay on, because we're ready to get freaky here. I think... we got like 46 minutes left, and we want to get a little bit stuff going on. Like, we may have some questions from people asking, you know, I mean, we asking about the book, but we just want to kind of get on that other side a little bit. So we kind of do that sometimes on We're Sexy Radio. So I'm still waiting on that one question. Now, I know, DV, that wasn't the question that you was going to ask.
She said you have that one. Like, so only one personal question? Nah, I'm just like, because I just read what it said on Facebook. Y'all can ask me a personal question.
If you were being nice, I said one personal question. It's two people. That could be two questions.
That's not enough. That's just like saying, you know, I tell you just one. But see, there's always a follow-up to the question that you ask.
It depends on if you get me on the roll.
We're going to get you on the roll then.
Get me on the roll, boo.
Let me try to get one more. Let me see if we can get a sexual question here. Let me see. Area code 916-8712. You got a question?
No, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to. Hi, TL. How are you?
Hey, fine.
What's your name and who's calling?
I'm Miss Cotton, and red likes to put me on the spot sometimes. I didn't have a question because
that's my girl, man. I tell you, she always got something. You got a question, Miss Cotton. Come on, baby.
I can ask one.
Ask what you want. Go ahead.
Any questions? Okay.
Ask a question. Any questions?
I guess I want to ask the question of, since you're writing these somewhat, I guess it's somewhat erotic, right?
It has erotica in it, but it's more kind of a science fiction type book.
So you have you experienced any of this science fiction stuff?
Yep.
Erotica pieces? Okay, so I'll tell you this. The first one, two, maybe the second, the first two chapters, no, the first three chapters, those scenes were nonfiction.
Really? I'm glad to know that. That makes it even better.
Oh, read about the rip off of the book. Like, oh, yeah.
Man,
and some of the, and
out.
I was trying to tell you that some of that man on man
what
stuff.
What I need these for?
Man on man stuff? Would you say about
some
that?
Of that man on man stuff was I just changed the scenes and the people. Yeah, to make it, you know, like, oh, okay, that's what they would do. But no, most of that stuff was nonfiction. I do research. That's what I keep telling people.
Miss Cotton didn't tell you that she's an erotic poet. She does erotic poetry. She has about five books out that she does erotic poetry. So she just wanted to know, I guess, maybe she's going to do a poem or something.
Well, I'm just,
I don't know.
She said, I heard her say, you know what? I heard you say you do research, and I'm a little slow. So my thought was that she was doing some research online or something, and now I think I'm that she was doing some other kind of research.
Yeah,
that's a real way.
Research.
Yeah.
You were so, like, okay. So you changed the female version, the female part in there to the male guy that was getting done, basically.
Yeah, and it could have went the other way too, but yeah.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you.
Okay.
And little strap-on thingies that could work.
Yeah, well.
But it was research.
Research. Well, damn, did you go to a gay bar or something? What did you do? How'd you get the research?
Is that your personal question?
No, that's
This is our book. You the one threw our research. That's right.
I just said our research.
My personal question. That's not it.
I've never slept with a gay guy. No, I've slept with some guys that say, okay, if I do it, then you got to do it too. Okay, but never a gay guy.
Okay, that kind of thing. Okay.
Ew.
But I wasn't really looking at you. I wasn't looking at as you sleeping with the gay guy. I was looking at was you kind of like in the room watching some shit or watching some gay porn or knew some people that told you about it. I mean, what did it entail? Your research.
Well, part of it.
Still not the personal
in the beginning. Again, the beginning.
In the beginning, man. Great. Okay. All right.
I did kind of go into a porn store and say, okay, I need some gay porn. And I know that they looked at me crazy because at the time, I had a 2-month-old and I walked in there saying, I need a tape because I need to write this scene. And the guy looked at me like, you know what, I will give you whatever you want. Just do not walk through the rest of the store because I don't need you with this 2-month-old, you know.
Right.
And
right,
men
right.
freaking, you know, freaking the men out, da, 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 da. So, you know, that happened. And so later on, let's see, I ain't going to give you all my information. Did that and got some information. That's all great. And so then later on it was like, I wonder, can this really be true? Because, you know, it's certain things that porn people can do that real people can't do. And it's like, I need to see if this is true.
So? Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what, the only thing that they can do that other people can't do is cut scenes and put them together and make it like they're doing the shit longer. That's the only difference.
So then I asked, you know, some one or two people that I knew, and I was like, you know, hey. He's like, hey, it's like, you know, I got some Hennessy. I need to see if this works. And he said, okay.
Hennessy. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And so we, you know, I was like, okay, I wrote that we did this, and that. Let's see if we can do that. And he's like, no, I can't do that, boo. Like, okay, X that scene. Well, what about this scene? And he was like, yeah, I think I can do this one. And so that's kind of how it went.
Okay,
and all
so
I can say
sure
is I'm so glad that I only had one child.
Scene. Okay, wow. So you made sure that the scenes had to be And that's what authors do anyway, is try to make sure that everything is believable, because you don't want to write something that's just impossible, sexually, like, you know. Yeah.
And so my Mallory character, until he kind of got broken down, was kind of like that person that I was practicing with. It's like, can you do this? And he's like, no. It's like, okay, drink some more Hennessy. Let me see.
Damn, get that motherfucker fucked up. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
BSOP.
Okay.
I got the top of the line. I didn't get cheap pen. And
we
cooked, you know.
Indeed.
Yeah. I cooked, you know, some pork bones and some rice and some spinach and all. It's like, I need to see if this thing works. And all
so
I can say
work.
Is I'm glad I only have one child.
Okay, well, it must have worked then. All right.
Yeah. Well, one scene didn't come out like it was supposed to.
So do tell.
Okay. So... So
you got 39 minutes. Come on. Now, this will be my personal question since you giving me one.
Oh, no. This one's okay. This is that scene, the dance floor scene. Did you read that one?
Yeah.
When he's on the dance floor?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one didn't work out too well, but I changed the ending anyway. Something happened, and, you know, I hit the
book. Y'all got to get the books. Y'all got to get the books,
yeah.
I'm telling you. If y'all are listening out there, y'all need to get the books because, you know, she's keeping it because she has to, which is right. But I'm telling you, these books is definitely off the damn chain. So you need to get them, and, you know, it's all kinds of sex in there, so, you know.
Yeah, it's all kinds. And I really didn't stick to, like, one genre, even though I say it's science fiction, because, you know, Mallory's getting his freak on, and their paintings coming alive and stuff, and you're like, okay, I'm trying to read this sex scene, but I keep hearing
all this
something saying a painting
right.
coming alive. You know, it's things like that. So
right.
I didn't
right.
stick to a particular genre. So that's why I'm like, well,
good,
I
though.
Wrote nasty, but I don't
so
think
this
it's
is, this is a Octavia Butler type thing that's off the chain, really off the chain. A little deeper
yeah,
than
she was clean.
She was clean. Oh yeah, compared to yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, damn, boy, I tell you. All right, DV.
Man, I'm sitting there thinking about what on earth my personal question is gonna be because I was like, damn, I gotta follow that up with a question. Nope, gotta follow that up.
Just
right now,
a question.
I'm just racking my brain thinking, what the hell personal question am I gonna ask here? Because I want to know it all. You know,
just
every
just
time
ask.
I leave. Every time we talk, you are like, I'm gonna tell you, but maybe next time.
See, the one thing about Tierra is she's gonna go around stuff. Cause she's good at going around the answer. She knows how to
like
do that shit. Very well. And she will have you thinking
like,
you got
like,
an answer and it ain't one. You see what I'm saying? So you got to keep asking her over and over again. Cause if you don't, you're not gonna get it. I'm telling you, she's gonna go around it. She's good at that.
So are you saying that I work with too many attorneys?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You do something. You,
like,
you do something because you know how to get around
it. That's what I'm saying. You tap dance right around the question.
She does,
like,
man.
What?
Very well. Very well.
Just answer the question, anime. Come on.
Eat okay. the cake, anime. But
no. All right, so you got a question because I'm
okay,
seeing there's somebody. I see a hand. Somebody has their hand up. Out here, the last four is 8280. Do you have a question?
I do.
And what is your name and where you calling from?
It's just me again, sweetie.
Oh, baby, god dang it. I didn't recognize the number. I'm sorry. What's your question?
You should
your
know
hand
my number by heart.
Wait.
You should know by heart. Okay, this is my question to you.
I should. You're right. Okay.
You did research. You watched videos, you read stuff.
Look, I love the way she does this. Come on. Come
did
on,
Jimmy. Did you get any friends to let you watch? And if the answer is yes, was it fun?
I don't like to watch. If I'm not a
really?
Part of it, I don't want to play. No, if I'm not a part
okay.
of it, I don't want to play.
Okay. Okay, but we're talking about... Okay, I got you.
Yeah, if I'm not a part, I don't want to play. You, I'm out... If I'm resting, that's
so I
got
to my
me, that's not
I got
watching.
My question now. I got my question now. Okay, since you said that, this is a segue into my question. Since you said if you're not involved, you don't want to play, when the scenes came up, was you involved to make it a threesome? But then you used the parts that they had to write the scenes for the guys.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Did she just say yes?
We got a straight ass answer from her. Damn.
I see you.
So do tell.
That there was a threesome and I used the part, or there was probably a threesome and I just removed myself from the situation for 5 minutes so I could write it
that's
down.
It. That's
yeah.
it. Right?
Because I'm like,
okay.
Y'all know how to do that. Da, 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 da. Okay, done.
Okay.
Or did you just subconsciously remove yourself and see?
So wait, let me get this right. You did a threesome so you know what it was like to write a scene about a threesome.
There's
she got to be involved.
In my book. But, you know, in order to trick
the male
some of you men to do some stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She had to get in there. Okay. I'm with that. That's cool.
You got okay. a trick, and y'all got to use a lot of liquor.
So wait.
A lot of liquor.
When we talk about threesome, we're not talking about two dudes, right?
Why
Man,
would I be with another
it
woman?
Was two dudes. It was two dudes, her and two
I
guys.
I wrote from a male's perspective. It's not going to be with another woman. That's a different book.
Ooh.
Okay, so are you going to write that book?
No, I like writing from a male perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it. I like that whole power and, ooh.
Okay,
so were the men performing while you were writing?
Yes,
they
no,
didn't
they
like that.
Oh, man, I don't want to hear the rest of this.
She was involved. She was involved
Stevie,
with the
see, Stevie, you are
time.
So uncomfortable. You're going to have to let that
I'm
go.
I'm not uncomfortable. I know
Trust
my
me.
Thresholds. I know my thresholds.
Okay, but what about this, Tia? Why not write about a men's perspective with girl on girl?
That story
that?
Hasn't popped in my head, and I haven't, because I need more than just, that's like, I guess that whole sexual part of it is just one storyline, and there's like six storylines in my book. So that story hasn't popped up. I think once I can kill off all of these men and just kind of end that story, if a storyline pop in my head, it's like that's not a problem.
So are you
okay.
going to experience that so you can write it, or are you just going to just come up with it watching somebody else?
Well, see, I
Probably
can experience
not.
That and write that. That's not a problem.
Hey,
that
really
ain't nothing.
Bad.
It's like, ooh, I just look at myself in the mirror. That's girl on girl right there.
Okay, I got you. No problem. Okay,
I'll publish that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. So just me. Are you good or you got any more? Because
this is just, we need to do some personal research so we can just work this out.
You need some personal research. Yeah. And
yes,
you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to
now,
do
you know,
personal research.
Just me as an author as well, and she writes erotica, so you know that's why she's really into this like this. So I just want y'all to understand.
You have to do personal research. I have a scene in there where my character was drinking for long binges, and so I kind of did that. I'll never do that again. But woke up every morning.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I can't do that one. Oh, I can't do that no more. Because it took
wow.
me 3 days to get sober, and I had to go to work in two.
Oh,
damn.
So,
damn.
But I know how it feels, and it's like, you know, when you sit here talking about how the alcohol, you know, oozes through your skin until you feel nothing, it's like that's how it really feels.
Wow.
That I've done. So yeah, that's an interesting. That's an interesting.
Yeah,
year.
I'll never do that again. I'm just gonna take their word for it. Next time I ask some people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, I never realized that your kidneys could hurt because you know it has to metabolize all of that. Oh, I was in pain.
Right. Yeah. It does mess them up bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be.
And my body's
pain.
Like, you don't even drink vodka like this, but I finished it and it was. What did I do? Absolute 100?
That's my drink, too, vodka pour.
But yeah, I know
dude. Hardcore. Okay.
Well.
We got 30 minutes, y'all. And those that's listening, the
all
number right. is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we have T.L. James, who is talking about her books, The Empire, and other things, and how she got research and how she... came up with the characters and all this shit, you know what I'm saying, and how we, you know, how everything was put together, which I like this, you know, that's what we do, and hell, I'm going to have to try some of that shit for my next book, see how it works. I ain't doing no guy, but fuck that, I want to get in the middle of some women, but anyway, go ahead.
I trust you, man. You
come
like,
on, man.
I trust you.
Bruh, come on, man. You know I ain't like that. But those that are, that's their business.
I don't have nothing against somebody who's into that. I like sticking with
you. You like sticking with a local
boy. But look, like, Tia, all right. Real talk.
Okay.
All right. Like,
29 minutes, brother. Go ahead. Where's that question?
Craziest thing, let's hear about the crazy stuff that you do when the nasty, crazy stuff that you do when ain't nobody looking. What are the stuff, I'm talking like I'd rather take it in the ass than the coochie. I'd rather let them slap me in the face before I suck it. What are the crazy positions, the crazy things that you like to do that nobody else knows, that if they knew, they'd be like, damn, she nasty. I like it.
Okay, I got to make sure my baby daddy not listening, because he'll sue me. We had a... he will sue me.
Well, look, man, go ahead.
We had a... He's not listening. Don't worry about it. He at work.
No.
I had him install a swing.
A swing. Oh, I love it. The swing. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's all we're getting.
The
wing
was installed.
And literally, I'm sorry. I'm one of those people who I'll get a book, because my whole point is I want to see if we can do some of this stuff. And I went and bought a book, because I'm literally, like I said, all about research. And he's like, well, shoot, if I'm going to get on this end of it and get whatever I want to get, I'm cool, you know? He's like, I'm set. And so, literally, we had a book, I think one of those Kama Sutra books, to see what you can do and what you couldn't do and this and that, which required me, because I had to take yoga, because, you know, you got to stretch and all in positions.
And she always used that yoga thing, man. I like that.
That yoga thing, you got to stretch, dude.
Have you ever
pulled a muscle to where your whole body just will shut down? That doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. We ain't got much time. You got to explain this.
But 27 minutes. Well, you need to be able, you know, downward dog and all of those things. You got to know how to get into those positions and hold them and breathe.
Oh, like the warrior? Oh, my God. The warrior.
what's your favorite one? That's what I want to know.
I know.
See, this is me. I don't like being gun doggy, but I like to do doggy.
Okay. Now you know you gotta explain.
DV, you know.
Yes, DV did, and that's because my imagination tends to wander. And as soon as you said it, she was like, I like doggy. I just don't like to be in a submissive position. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, I don't like to be done doggy, but I can do doggy.
Look, see. See, listen. You always do this. You always do this when you come up with your answer, and then it's gone. We can't get no more. Now you got to explain what that means, because some people might think something different with that. You like to do
nothing
doggy,
different. I don't like the female doing doggy, but if I got all my equipment,
she gonna throw the man in doggy, man. Doggy, dude.
I'm trying to get her to say that. Listen, I'm trying to get her to say that, man. You understand?
Let's not.
We want her to say that.
DV is having a fit.
he's going off on me. I'm trying to get her to say it.
And DV, it does not have to be as big as you are. Just because you might be, you know, thick around by three, thick around in eight. It doesn't have to be that big. It's just.
I'm gonna tell you. If it was something like what I got, I'd be crying. I'd be like, ow! You'd be like, we in jail. Like some 6 foot. Dude with 12 inches of dick behind me. I can't do it. And the more I think about it, the more it makes me nauseous. Why are we talking about my toys
for a male counterpart is not as big as my toys that I play for me.
Yeah, but still. It takes
no,
a very
know, but still.
Big man. Well, no,
your girl Mickey is going crazy, man. Mickey is going crazy on the chat, man. I got to say this because Mickey is doing her thing. She is just going crazy. Snoop Doggy, yes, girl. DV a fool. Woohoo. Snoop Doggy Dog and this and all that shit.
But it would be a little
What you're saying is, you a dumb. So what you're saying is you like control. And you like the man to be submissive.
Yeah.
I'd have to break you out of that.
You know what? If in the words of Mary Calm, if you feeling froggy, jump.
Jump.
Jump. ribbit, motherfucker. Come on, jump.
Ooh, shit. That sounds like a goddamn
challenge. She even threw down the gauntlet.
Y'all right there in Texas,
I have
too.
Slapped
shit.
You in the face.
She, did, she was out the Bugs Bunny move. She had threw down the gauntlet like,
TL, sir. I'm going to have to put you in the guild so you can tell us about that when you fuck DV up, because I know that shit's going to happen now.
What? Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Hey, that's what we talk about in the guild. We do that. You know what I'm saying? And people do meet and do things, but hey, we just want to see what's up. And now that you're that person that like to be the dominant one, hey, whatever. Now, DV, you got a question, man, or what? Because it's 24 minutes left, and you seem to be waiting to the last damn minute to ask your question.
Man,
are you going to get an answer or what?
Like, I've been waiting, man. I've been asking questions trying to, like, not talk about being submissive. But, look, okay, let me ask you something. Is there any time where the man doesn't have to be a submissive? Is there any, you know, anything just normal that you ain't got to whip out a toy for?
No, I'm not like that all the time, only in my little creative mode. So regular
creative juices.
Hey man, somebody saying you being a punk.
I wanna be a punk.
I wanna
say
that.
D V is a punk.
Black cherry, my black cherry is
big goddamn letters. Shit.
I'll be that.
Somebody
tell me
I need a joint. Oh, D just me said I need a damn joint. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, man.
They calling you a punk, man. You a punk.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
All right, I'm a punk with my black cherry. I'm a punk with my black cherry.
Well, you keep your black
cherry. I'm just going by what they're saying, bro. I'm just passing it on to you.
Yeah.
So we got 23 minutes, man. I want to get that ultimate question. The ultimate question that you want to ask.
What's the ultimate? No, when I'm none in my non-creative mode, and it's just one of those want to have a romantic time, no, I do not. However, in order for me to not be in that non-submissive mode, a man has to be comfortable and know his position. So if I smell a hint of conceit, I smell a hint of anything, I'm going to pounce on you. If there's any doubt that you have in your little heart, or if you're not comfortable with yourself, or if you're trying to, you know, be with me, but you're not, you're like, oh, well, you know, this girl make $100,000, this girl may do this and that, and there's any ounce of just, I don't think I can do it because you're not comfortable with you, I will pounce on you. So it has to be a real man.
So if he's a real punk, then that's, so if he ain't a real man and he wimp on you, just a little whimper, you got his ass.
It's not that I need, it's, and let me back up, it's not one of those I need to be sensitive side. Because, you know, if you're in a relationship, you know, you do have your downsides and your upsides. But if a guy is coming up to me talking about I ain't no punk, I'm this, this, and that, and I can smell fear.
Right.
Yeah, you gone. You gone, dude.
Hey,
you just
DV,
gone.
Man, what's up, man? You can't go out like that, bro.
No. Oh, I know how DV is. DV ain't no punk. I just want him to jump. I've been trying to tell him to jump for about 9 years.
Oh, you want him
years.
To jump. Look, man, see, I knew that was there.
I've been wanting him to jump for 9 years.
Boy, you better jump. Why you ain't jumping, bro? Okay, I'm going to ask you the question, DV, because you're going to be interviewed on here as well. Why you ain't jumping, bro? 21 minutes.
Man, you know what? Because Tia's a consummate professional. And every time I set something up, she's like, I'm going to be there. And she don't be
you
there.
Have what did you set up?
I was like, come get this T-shirt. He was like, baby, we going to have lunch. I was like, all right, just call me. Let me know when you're available. All right.
I have to meet with you this week anyway because we have, I got to get you the things for the party.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can do that.
So, yeah. Like I said, you feeling froggy, boo. And I'll leave the toys at home.
You know what I say? Don't
okay,
talk
maybe
about
not
it, be
one.
About it. Don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't, well, it's
you know,
not going to take my toys to work.
Somebody said
they're
a punk. Somebody said,
you know what? That's not like Mickey.
Damn, what
and me
the
and
fuck
Mickey
is
fight.
Going on,
we,
man?
Me and Mickey, we
no,
about to fight.
No, he's not the F word.
No,
that's what's making
ain't,
you wheezy.
It ain't Mickey. It's somebody else. I don't know if I want to say who this is, but they calling your ass out.
Ask any woman from our past, have they been broken off or not? And as all
okay, well, what about women from your future? That's what I'm trying to talk about.
Oh man, I mean, you know what? I never promised anything. I just deliver what I can.
This is happening on Word Sexy Radio. This might be a future endeavor that we'd be talking about in the guild or somewhere.
It's all in the line of research.
Somebody's scared, man. I don't know who it is. I ain't saying because my brother, I know he ain't no scared dude. And she already said he ain't drunk, though. So I'm just wondering, man. I mean, if I had somebody offer me some pussy, man, I think, and I thought she was attractive, I'd be trying to get that shit. So what's up, brother?
He says a constant professional. I'm a constant professional. I appreciate that.
But you are professional because, I mean, but you're a sexual person, too. You know what I'm saying? Sensuous. So what's wrong with that?
But see, this is the way I see it. You know, we all at the age where, you know, the invitation is out there, and the only thing she got to do is accept it.
So you gave it to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so she's not accepting it.
You put it on me?
Every time we get together, what I say.
You made one event, one little, ooh, when you going to come get your T-shirt? I don't need no T-shirt. But I didn't realize that's what you were saying. Okay, I got you. No, that will never happen again.
Look, this is now no problem.
I got you.
We shouldn't have no problems from this point on now because it's been explained right here on Word Sexy Radio. Y'all want to do each other, just go on and do the shit. Right? It's just that simple.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that damn simple, right? Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you ain't wrong. No, you ain't wrong.
Okay. You know, all this professional and all this shit, man, she's still a woman, brother. Go on, take care of that shit.
Yeah, you know, but see, TL is she, there's always somebody chasing her. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to make sure I'm not stepping away.
How do you feel?
That sounds like an excuse, about, my brother. Don't do that.
If it's one thing I can't do is I can't mess with, you know, I can't step on another man's toes. That's, you know, straight disrespect. I'm always about respect. I will respect the woman.
But let her tell you that,
though,
man. Let her tell you that, though.
But see, that's your game. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? I can't mess with another man or woman, regardless.
But what if it ain't a guy? You gonna sit back and wait?
See, I did it. What I'm saying is, I did it before, and it was wrong of me. You know what I'm saying? And I almost lost a real dear friend of mine because I did it.
Okay.
So
what? You gonna take this offline?
Uh-huh. We can, but hey, check this out. Y'all take it offline, but I'm going to say this and then I'm going to leave it alone because we got 17 minutes. But is there a man? If there is nobody, then what's the problem?
Ain't no problem. I'm just making sure it's out there.
There's nobody here.
All right.
Okay.
Last time we talked, there was somebody, so I'm just making sure he out the picture.
Okay, that was a random 29-year-old.
Yeah, but you know how you do.
Cougar.
You pick up.
Are we a cougar?
I'm not a cougar because I'm not quite 40.
Hey, she picked them up like flypaper. Red. She picked them up like flypaper. For real.
Yeah,
I am not 40. So until I become 40, okay.
You're not a cougar.
I don't know
you're
what kind of cat
cougar.
I am, but I'm not a cougar.
Okay, I got you.
But yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired of y'all talking about my bitch assedness. Y'all be hurting myself.
Now, look, man, I'm not going to be asking you nothing because it's your business, whatever y'all do, but I just hope that you don't get pumped out, man. You got to be right, bro. You got to be strong when you mess with this woman.
Hey.
Because we don't want to hear that you were stuck in the ass and shit.
Oh,
you know what?
I don't want to hear that either.
He said, I don't want to hear it. Y'all don't think you want no beer.
I don't want to see that shit either.
You know,
we got 15 minutes, so we're gonna see if we can get one more question here from somebody. Let me see if there's a question out here with area code 216. You got a question?
I already know who that is.
That's 5922. The last four. You have a question?
Somebody saying nope.
They do not have a question. All right, well. We're going to take this 15 minutes on out then, and I want to make sure Just Me don't have another one, though, because she may. Let me go look at the chat room and see. see. Oh, she said no. Wait a minute. What's all this ribbit and be strong and all this going on?
See,
what the hell?
Just me talking shit. Just me talking shit.
Okay, I guess. All right, well, you know, we got 14 minutes left. Now, tell us, TL, real quick before we get ready to let you go, because we don't want to let you go yet, but what do you have coming up in the future? Because I know Fee Inc. is doing a lot of things, and what do you have as far as what's coming up in the future here?
Well, currently what we have coming up in June is going to be Fee Inc.'s second annual Get Lit Party. It's a black and white affair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I know that Naughty Ink Press is going to be giving its erotica present, so thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, yes. And so that party is actually sponsoring the Texas Literary Connection Group. So they kind of put on different literary just different literary things for children and adults and all of those. And our books always, you know, the parties that we have is always sponsoring some nonprofit literary organization, if it's not a book scholarship or children's book drives or something like that. And so we kind of just party for a cause. So it's there. After that, we have Jean Holloway's audiobook that's going to be coming out. The pre-sales start on June 15th. She's also going to be showing, I guess, premiering her cover for Full House, which that book comes out on 11/11/11. And just, you know, putting a bug in everybody's ear, she's having her Holloway's Halloween.
Number. What a unique number.
I know.
November
she had 11. Her last book came out on 10/10/10, so...
Jesus
Christ.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't it something that we are in a time frame that we can do that? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And so then I think we're supposed to be having the Men of Fee in August, where the men actually take over for 1 month. They have 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get 1 month. You get 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't man up, then you lose your month. But that's okay. But they at least get 31 days to actually take over. And, you know, it's all about the men at Fee Inc. And then in September, Trinity comes out. And actually, I guess that's when I'll be considered a cougar, because I'm going to be celebrating my 40th, as well as my fourth book that's out.
Is that actually your birthday, the day it's coming out? Or?
Yes, it is. And there will be an Empire party, I think that Friday.
Well, you know, my 50th is September 1st.
I know. Mine's the 8th.
I
think you and I are going to be in Fall Into Books on the 16th.
Yeah,
but I celebrate the whole month of September, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so we're going to do that thing. And DV's going to be there, too, so we all going to get into it.
D.
It's going to be a fun time.
D. You know,
yeah. Let me get Gene back on. Gene.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Gene, like,
y'all about to be crazy.
Y'all trying to give a great grandma a heart attack, so I've been quiet. Okay.
No, Gene is kind of one of those. I don't feel like being bothered with you. Let me just kill you right quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And rape you.
Well, you know, we're gonna be right there
when you dead.
We all gonna be there in September. So.
Yeah, St. Louis ain't ready for this.
That's right. And there'll be a lot of people there that's erotica, too, not just the main authors that's going to be there, because I've been inviting a lot of folks. We're going to try to take it over.
All right.
Y'all not going to be put in the corner like y'all were last time. Wait.
Nah, I hope not, because they did kind of dog us out there a little bit. But that's okay. We're going to go in there. We're going to let them know that we're there, and we're going to do our thing, like we always do.
Yes, have a good time.
And
make some money.
I might try to have a party in my suite again. You know, I did when they did it in Kansas City. I had a little get together, and Gene didn't get a chance to come. Though. I don't know what happened, but
I'm old. That's what happened.
Oh shit! You don't have to be old. Stop saying that. Anyway, you are not old. Stop saying that. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. But look, we got 10 minutes left, and she's laughing at me, but that's okay. She's cool with me. I she's never going to be old in my eyes. So. But 10 minutes, what is it? What would you like to say in this last 10 minutes about anything that you would like to say about anything that you got on your mind?
I guess if you want to read stories that kind of pull you out of your imagination, will push you beyond your comfort zone, any title that's in Fee Inc. Will do that for you, regardless if it's a little bit erotica, a little bit of, what they call it, postmortem erotica. Isn't that dead erotica? Okay. Huh?
Necrophilia.
That's
what they call it.
Postmortem erotica.
Well, that's the scientific name is necrophilia. Necromancy.
I'm trying to make it sound like a book, that little genre. Postmodern.
Hey, that's what the next book should be called, Necromancer. That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the actual term that was used in the Bible.
Okay, you know what? If I was I'd rather be a dude taking it in the butt than be dead doing it to somebody.
I'd rather be dead than taking it in the butt. I'll be first to tell you that shit.
Okay.
I can't do dead people.
If I have to take it in the butt, I'd rather be dead.
Thank you.
That works.
I'd rather not breathing.
No, but then your body is cool. Your body is cooling down and you in rigor and all of that.
No, you got to do it fast.
Why the body is a little still warm, huh?
Exactly.
Damn, well, I tell you, Fee Inc. will bring you, one thing about Fee Inc., you will get out of the norm stuff.
Yes, it is not commercial. I can tell you one thing, it's not commercial. I'm going to steal something from DV. It's not bland. It's not Christian fiction.
Yeah, we sure ain't. I'm trying to get this damn book of mine together. We're going to get it together, though. But I tell you what.
Waiting on you.
We're going to. Yeah, I know y'all. It's coming. We're going to get it. Okay. I got it in the works now. So, but we definitely going to get this thing going. So we got 8 minutes. Did you ask your question, DV, or are you just not going to ask?
No, he's scared.
I ain't scared at all.
Okay. You want to do it offline, man? We'll let you do yours offline.
You know what? All right. You want a question? All right, here's my question.
7 minutes, so man. 7 minutes.
So, what you going to do to me? you put it all out there. What you going to do to me?
You know,
I want to know. I want to be prepared for this.
Well, I do want to put you in the swing. I won't have no toys. I'll be whatever, I was created to do, but I want to put you in the swing.
All right,
there is this thing called a bondage bed. I would really like to see if I can hang up in the bondage bed.
I get to blindfold you then.
I don't care. I don't need. We can be in pitch dark. As long as it's cold, I'm cool.
You gonna play with me? All right, you got the bed? All right, I can dig that. I'll bring the blindfold and the chains. And we're gonna see who cracks first.
Okay, so let me tell you one thing where this is where you get cut. My name is not Kuta Kinte. You will not hit me.
Hey, I ain't going to do
no
riding
and cry.
Valentine said to join on fire.
Look,
I don't care, I'm just not Kuta Kinte. I'm not Toby.
Don't cut that toe off, man.
Oh, no. I got
leave her toes in place, bro.
All right, no, go ahead.
And you know what? I would not even get my hair done, so you can pull my hair. I won't even get my hair done. Because you're going to get bucket naked wild. We can work that out.
I like
we're going to have a special show. We're going to have a special show just to talk about
a special
the
edition.
Adventures of DV and TL Jane.
We're going to write a book about it. You're going to have to buy the book.
DVT.
Ooh.
I like that.
DVT.
Okay.
He put you in the back, though, but that's okay. Somebody got
to
be
Well,
safe.
You know what? If you can work it from the back, I'm going to let you make it. But you just need to make sure that you do what you're supposed to do and not get flipped. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, not the flip. See, that was my for me to use my little sounder. But
I'm going to say it like this. I've been known to rip out tracks, so don't bring those either.
My hair going to be real.
All right, dig it.
Yeah.
All this. Y'all hearing it right here, right? This is the match of the century.
And we're
going to
put it in a book. It's going to be $1.99 on Amazon. The first chapter was damn. What had happened?
I got one up. We can put on a video and let people decide who won.
No, I can't do video. I might want to run for office.
That's all right. Hey, I'm going to just put a mask on you, baby girl.
No, not the way we roll. That mask ain't
going to last. But, you know, that's how we do it in the guild. We put mask on. You know what I'm saying?
No, that mask ain't going to last because if he hit it right, all that stuff going to be coming off. So, no.
But it don't last the whole night. I'm just saying you start out with the mask and then, you know, you do it. You know, you see Eyes Wide Shut. It's the same kind of deal with my guild. We do that. Y'all should come on. We're going to be doing some guild stuff pretty soon here in Kansas City. We're talking about doing a special guild probably in August.
Working on a special guild.
Might
as well call it a s'more guild.
Well, that's it. We want to do that shit.
Bring some
more.
Get
that guild thing going. We got 4 minutes, y'all, and I guess I'm going to let you put a plug out one more time. How can they get your books? Because you never did tell them how to do that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. My books are anywhere. Books are sold. They're on Amazon, Kindle. They're on Barnes & Noble's. They're on my website, and I put my website in the thing. But it is authortljames.com. Or if you want to go on The Ink's website and just get a plethora of just like off-the-wall stories, you can go to pheink.com. We have specials out now for the books. I'm trying to think. The final book is going to be coming out in September. And the book is called The Empire. So, you know, T-H-E, it's M-P-I-R-E. And author T.L. James, thank you for the menage a trois. I think I handled
all
it
right. Yeah, well, you did, because I didn't get as deep as I normally do, but I wanted y'all.
Well,
to
you know what?
If you got the tool,
you should have went deep. That's all we said.
I should have, but guess what? I knew that there was something between you two, and I wanted y'all to get it out tonight. So y'all did. So now
y'all
need to
get back on
this
shit.
Yeah, I caught that back. I caught that way back. I think it was another time when we were on the show and. DV was there. I think it was when he was on the show, when he was being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
There was things that were said that made me see that. And shit, I mean, I don't mind people getting together and having a little sex and fuck or whatever they want to do. That's what people do. So why not help them do it with Word Sexy Radio? So, all right. Well, we thank you for coming on the show. We thank you for being who you are and being open. And we definitely want you to
Somebody turn their toys off.
Man, that's you know,
man,
they going
that's
at
true.
It. They like, I
can't.
Come on,
don't
buzz.
But we want you to definitely come back on the show, and you know, as things go forward in Fee Inc. and everything, you know, you're welcome to come here, and you know, voice it. That's what we do here. So, you know, you can come on back.
All right.
And DV, you're done, right, man? That's it for you.
No, we're gonna take this offline.
Y'all go ahead and take it offline because we got 1 minute. I'm gonna go ahead and let it go with Joe Sample. So, thank you, TL.
Thank you, love. Bye, boys.
All right. Okay,
it was a pleasure. I have fun, Red.